Microwave acoustics. The term microwave acoustics refers to the general area of emerging applications of acoustic or sonic waves and acoustic interactions in the UHF and microwave frequency ranges. Since the generation of acoustic waves in quartz at gigahertz frequencies by Bimmel and Dransfeld in 1958, interest and activity in this field has grown steadily. From a practical standpoint, microwave acoustic devices are very appealing for two main reasons. One, they can be as much as a factor of 10 to the fifth smaller than their electromagnetic counterparts, and second, they offer the potential of realizing devices that offer long time delays and large bandwidths, that is, large time bandwidth products. This latter feature makes signal processing the major application area for these devices. Although most of the theory relating to the general behavior of acoustic waves in solid materials has been known for some time, only recent advances in materials technology have allowed the application of acoustic waves at these high frequencies. Various crystals that have been developed for laser and nonlinear optics applications have also proven to be good low-loss propagation media for high-frequency acoustic waves. In particular, sapphire, lithium niobate, bismuth germanate, and yttrium aluminum garnet are worthy of mention. Of equal importance in stimulating research in microwave acoustics has been the development of thin-film piezoelectric materials that are suitable for use in transducers. Acoustic transducers operate most efficiently when they are on the order of one-half acoustic wavelength thick. Since the velocity of an acoustic wave in a crystal is on the order of 5 times 10 to the 5th centimeters per second, the acoustic wavelength at microwave frequencies is on the order of microns, hence the necessity for a thin-film transducer material technology. The greatest success in fabricating thin-film transducers has been achieved by using the piezoelectric semiconductors, cadmium sulfide, and zinc oxide. It is possible to build both longitudinal mode and shear mode transducers using these materials. Operating frequencies for these transducers have ranged from 100 to 10,000 megahertz. Conversion losses as small as a few dB have been achieved. The conversion loss and bandwidth depend to a great extent on the type of electrical impedance matching that is used. Within the last 2 years, zinc oxide has almost entirely replaced cadmium sulfide as a transducer material in commercial volume wave acoustic delay lines for UHF and microwave frequencies. This has resulted in improved performance and, because of better reproducibility, a reduction in cost. For example, delay lines operating at 750 MHz and having 20% bandwidth and 2 microsecond delay now exhibit less than 10 dB total insertion loss and cost only a few hundred dollars in large quantities rather than a few thousand dollars. The thin-film transducers just described generate so-called volume or bulk acoustic waves that propagate internally to a crystal medium. Acoustic surface waves, acoustic waves that propagate on the surface of a crystal, are potentially more useful than volume waves because they are more accessible for tapping and guiding, and devices based on them should be more compatible with modern integrated circuitry. Until recently, however, their use at high frequencies has been limited by the technological difficulty of making transducers for frequencies above 300 MHz. The most efficient transducer for acoustic surface waves takes the form of an interdigital electrode array on a piezoelectric substrate. As the desired operating frequency is raised, the finger width becomes narrower and the finger spacing is decreased. Up to frequencies of a few hundred megahertz, these interdigital electrodes can be fabricated using standard photolithographic techniques. Using transducers constructed by photolithographic techniques, a lithium niobate surface wave delay line operating at 100 megahertz has exhibited 11.5 dB of insertion loss over a bandwidth of 23% for a delay of 8.9 microseconds. In order to construct interdigital electrodes for much higher frequency transducers, electron beam micromachining techniques must be used. These techniques have recently produced the interdigital electrodes for a 1.5 microsecond delay line operating at 2.5 GHz that exhibited insertion loss of 29 dB over an 8% bandwidth. The field of acoustic surface waves is presently very active, and much progress can be expected in the near future. In addition to pure acoustic wave propagation, the interactions of acoustic waves with other forms of energy are also of interest. Such interactions include those which occur with light, with magnetic spin waves, and with drifting charge carriers in semiconductors. Variable delay lines, the delay of which is a function of magnetic field, can be made by using magnetoelastic waves. Magnetoelastic waves are also dispersive, and therefore can be used to obtain pulse compression. Light waves are readily diffracted by microwave acoustic devices. This effect has been used to produce light modulation, light deflection, pulse compression, and variable time delay. The interaction of light and sound can also be used to produce optical imaging of objects that are internal to solid bodies. Acoustic traveling wave amplifiers, whose operation depends on the interaction between sound waves and drifting charge carriers in a piezoelectric semiconductor, have also been built. References for this report. For general background, see A Special Issue on Ultrasonics, Proceedings of the IEEE, Volume 53, October 1965, and A Special Issue on Microwave Acoustics of IEEE Transactions on Microwave Theory and Techniques, Volume MTT-16, November 1969. Additional references, E.G. Spencer, P.V. Lenzo, and A.A. Ballman, Dielectric Materials for Electro-Optic, Elasto-Optic, and Ultrasonic Device Applications, Proceedings IEEE, Volume 55, pages 2074 to 2108, December 1967. N.F. Foster, G.A. Coquin, G.A. Rasgogni, and F.A. Vanatta, Cadmium Sulfide and Zinc Oxide Thin Film Transducers, in IEEE Transactions on Sonics and Ultrasonics, Volume SU-15, pages 28 through 41, January 1968. J. H. Collins, H. M. Gerard, and H. J. Shaw, High Performance Lithium Niobate Acoustic Surface Wave Transducers and Delay Lines, Applied Physics Letters, Volume 13, pages 313 through 321, November 1968. C. F. Quate, C. D. W. Wilkinson, and D. K. Winslow, Interaction of Light and Microwave Sound, Proceedings IEEE, Volume 53, pages 1604 through 1623, October 1965. W. Strauss, Elastic and Magnetoelastic Waves in Yttrium Iron Garnet, Proceedings IEEE, Volume 53, pages 1485 through 1495, October 1965. J. E. May, Jr., Electronic Signal Amplification in the UHF Range with the Ultrasonic Traveling Wave Amplifier, Proceedings IEEE, Volume 53, pages 1465 through 1485, October 1965. Also see K. M. Lakin, J. H. Collins, and P. J. Hagan, 100 MHz Surface Acousto-Electric Amplifier, Exhibiting Stable Terminal Gain with DC Drift Field, Proceedings IEEE, Volume 57, pages 740 through 742, April 1969. This report prepared by Alfred J. Barr, Stanford Research Institute.
Date, Dial Access Technical Education is an IEEE educational activity. If you need a copy of the reference list, send a stamped, self-addressed envelope with the title of this report to DATE, IEEE Headquarters, 345 East 47th Street, New York 10017.